The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our regular sustainability slot, and I'm joined by Jo Linehan, climate editor of the Sunday Times Ireland. Good morning, Jo.
Morning, Pat.
Now, normally it's small stuff like avoiding putting stuff into my washing machine that might do damage in the drains. This is big picture stuff.
We're going big picture for 2025. We're looking for big solutions to big problems and bring a bit of positivity to them.
So the big problem, first of all, data centres. And we are big in data centres.
We are. We're the European capital for data centres. There's about 70 in Ireland, and I believe 65 of those are in the Dublin region. And if you turn on the radio, if you watch TV or read the newspaper, everyone's giving out about data centres. And look, they are a massive issue. But you need to be really realistic. We have so many tech companies here. They're bringing a lot of money to the country. And we have a very cool climate, which means that our data centres here actually take a lot less power. But they are still an issue. They put a lot of pressure on our energy system. So what can we do about it? There are solutions. So that's what we're going to look at today.
OK, we've seen the challenge then of data centres and the energy they use. Some of them are using green energy where they can. And others are, you know, even talking about mini nuclear devices that might power them, but that's down the road. In the meantime, what can we do?
In the meantime, we've looked to our friends in Sweden who've done a brilliant job of basically using the heat that data centres generate and creating a system where it can go back into the energy grid. And this has been done in Ireland. It's been done in Tala. The Tala district heating system was set up a few years ago. And basically, it's taking the excess heat from an Amazon data centre, it's putting it back into the grid, and it's heating local businesses and community centres, the Dublin City South Council buildings, a library, part of the TU Dublin campus is being heated by this. So it's an amazing idea. It works. Our issue is now scaling.
Do you know anything about the technology involved in this? I mean, they're not using, I presume, to generate electricity, because that's like a perpetual motion machine.
Yes, it's Ireland's first ever non-for-profit energy company. It's called Heatworks. So they explain, they do a better job of explaining how it's transferred than I, but it is capturing that heat, turning it back into energy.
You know, the waste to energy down in the docks, the so-called incinerator, and that is primed and ready. Hopefully it'll heat the glass bottle site. But the idea is all that hot water currently is going into the River Liffey.
Yeah, we were just saying,
warming the fish.
Warming the fish. They have a lovely hot bath down there. Look, we've such a big challenge when it comes to our grid. And I would be really hoping that this government is going to push forward and really make the changes in the infrastructure that we need. The technology is there and the ideas are there. So now we just need to implement them.
Stockholm's Open District Heating Programme collaborates with data centres to use recovered heat to heat 30,000 apartments.
Every year. Which is incredible. Imagine if Dublin was able to do that, which we can. We just need the will.
The energy is there.
It's there.
Now, last mile emissions, first of all, what are they?
Last mile emissions are something that everyone will be familiar with. I'm sure everyone who's listening to this now and looks out the window will see a little delivery van rolling by, or four or five if you're in an estate. And that's what we're talking about. It's those, not the packages coming to Ireland or coming to hubs. It's when they're going into estates, they're going down small alleyways, going into small towns. Most of those last mile emissions are about 3 kilometres, and they're hugely damaging because they're like, you know, you're using probably diesel trucks. A lot are maybe electric now, but it's a lot of emissions, very, very short journeys. So we need a solution to that, because in the next 7 years, those emission trucks are going to increase by about a third. So if you think the streets are busy now with those delivery trucks, they're going to increase even more. So we need to find.
The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.
solution.
What is the solution? What's the opportunity?
Well, there's a great Irish startup called Mana Deliveries, and they're looking at drone deliveries. So basically, they're really honing in on those 3 kilometre ones. So they're not going to be delivering your big ticket items, but they're delivering things like medicine, food. Apparently, their most popular delivery is Sunday coffee. So people who need a Sunday coffee, and they have a hub in Blanchardstown. They're expanding massively this year, so you are going to start to see them whizzing around Dublin. They also have a hub in Texas. And this company has been getting a lot of funding internationally. Some big companies really want to get behind them and solve that issue. Really clever.
Really clever. So, I mean, you might say delivering coffee seems crazy, but some people drive to get that coffee, so you're saving in that regard.
They do. Some people get into their car, will drive the 3 kilometres, get their cup of coffee or pick up their takeaway or whatever it is, and you're saving all of that. And you're also saving on the small little things, you know, the electronics that you order, all that stuff that's being delivered.
Wind turbines, obviously a great invention.
A great invention. Although people are saying, you know, it was interesting driving around the country over Christmas. A lot of villages and a lot of towns, a lot of people still opposing them. So there are challenges there with, you know, people feeling like they're an eyesore. So let's talk about the solutions. Well, first of all, the great thing is a lot of wildlife actually springs up around wind farms, which is amazing. People may not know. And if you're looking for something to do with the kids this weekend, you can go on to Wind Energy Ireland. They have a list of all the wind farms that are open to the public. And there are some fabulous ones. There's one on the Cork Limerick border in Ballyhara that has endless cycling paths and wildlife walkways. There's another great one in Offaly, Mount Lucas, that had 50,000 visitors last year. Amazing wildlife if you want to go there.
But what's the challenge of wind farms?
The challenge there is the blades, and the blades only last 20 years, which is mind-blowing when you think of like the size of them and the scale of them. So if you want to give yourself a shock, you can Google the Texas wind turbine graveyard, and there's hundreds of thousands of turbine blades there. We're disposing about 800,000 in Europe at the moment. And actually, the European Union has brought in a ban on landfilling them this year. So
what's
find
the
solutions.
Opportunity? What do I do with my turbine blade?
Another great Irish company based in Cork called Bladebridge. And they're basically taking these turbine blades and they're turning them into furniture. So you'll see them on the Yall to Middleton Greenway. You'll see them in Mallow, my hometown. They're all over the country. And if, you know, if communities or if companies are looking for something to do with the blades, get in touch with them. They've got really good innovative ideas of what to do.
Interesting. On January the 10th, the High Court overturned the refusal of planning permission for a wind farm in Offaly. Why?
Yeah, it's really interesting. They basically said that it wasn't complying with our climate targets and that really, if people are complaining about the eyesore, we have bigger fish to fry. It's really interesting and it really speaks to the
So the objections were the eyesore?
Yeah, they were pretty much. And it really speaks to like the climate litigation that's taking off now. So it's interesting to see that be overturned. And 10 wind farms have been approved this year. So we're going to be seeing a lot more of them.
Jo Lennon, climate editor of the Sunday Times Ireland. Thank you very much. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Uh-oh, the last cookie.
You can get a new box of cookies in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Are you my guilty self-conscience?
No. I'm the voice offering you promo code EXPRESS for free delivery on your first order.
Hey, who ate my cookies?
You mean, these cookies?
Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Promotion valid for first Express delivery order. $50 minimum subject to availability. Restrictions apply.